Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you tonight. This is Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson. I'm so happy to be on the blog line just to give God praise and adoration. This is the day that the Lord has made. We rejoice and we're glad in Him. This is a wonderful, wonderful day. And I want to thank all of you on the blog line who were a part of helping us praise God on last night. We had the family and friends thank for God, and it was just awesome. Amen. What the Lord did, oh my God, was such a phenomenal blessing. And we do thank Him and appreciate Him for everything He did. God bless you. Those who came from out of town to be a part of it, we want to thank you and just say we appreciate you very, very much. Words cannot express how much we appreciate your presence. I want to thank the members of Amazing Grace International in Kansas City, Kansas, for just showing so much hospitality and so much love and kindness and warmth. Oh, it's great. So we come back again tonight. Amen. Be thou faithful unto death, and be not weary in well-doing. I believe helping people around the world to learn how to thank God 1,000 times is well-doing. I don't believe the devil is pleased with this. I don't. I know God is pleased with it. And anything that God is pleased with, the enemy abhors. Yeah. And I don't believe God vacates when we start praising Him. I think He comes into the room even more. Yeah. Yeah, He inhabits the praises of His people. Thank God for it. We praise Him and we give Him the glory and all the praise and adoration. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want to pray for you tonight that God will grant all your requests. Then after that, we're going to go into our praise as usual. Amen. We don't try to change stuff too much because we found out that God is a God of repetition. No wonder the word says that He's the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. And He's not a flighty God. He just here one moment, go over there, moving, changing trend of thought. And God does not do that. Notice He sticks with it. Amen. And develops it. Amen. Anytime you find flighty people, they're not moved by the Holy Ghost. That's moved by the enemy. God assigns people things, and He just wants them to stay there until the job is finished. Amen. He's not moving over here, flighty over there. No, no, no. God is steady. Yeah. That's why the Bible says, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. That you know that your labor is not in vain. That's how you get your labor not in vain, because you're steadfast. You stay on the wall. You keep moving for the Lord. And the devil is a liar. You know that God is in it. And you just keep praising Him and glorifying Him and working for the Lord. That's of God. Just keep working, working, working for the Lord. You know, that's one of the greatest things that God looks for. He looks for people who are steadfast and unmovable. And He picks people like that to do His certain jobs and to lead certain things. When you have shown that you don't work for 2 or 3 days and then throw in the towel. You don't work for a year and throw in the towel. But you're there. Amen. I tell the story about how my wife and I, we stayed at one church until the pastor passed. Amen. And we were there 26 years. Every church isn't perfect. There's some ups and downs. But you learn to stick it out. You learn to improve. Amen. To better things. You get ideas. You take them back to your church and say, let's try to do this. Because your love is for your church. First love God and then your church. And then you try to develop what you got. Amen. That's so important. Amen. In this day and time, I t- told one of the bishops this the other day. I said, people seem like they join churches to leave. You ask them, they come up, they want to join the church. Yes, why are you coming? Well, I'm coming to leave. Well, you ain't even joined yet. Why? Well, I got to have some place to leave. To leave, amen. These folks in this day and time, the enemy is trying to twist them and sift them as wheat. But learn how to be steadfast. And I told them today, I think on the prayer line, that God is the God of repetition. You don't have to have anything really new, amen. Just be adamant and have passion about what you have. That's why I'm passionate about this log line, giving God praise every night. All the many nights I don't know, Lord, I ask him in my mind, Lord, why have you chosen me? Because I feel like I'm the least among all the brethren. But he did, so I try to do my best for him. Amen. But it's so important to be steadfast. Amen. Because a lot of people and ministers and people who have ministries are thrown in the towel nowadays. They're thrown in the towel. But you got to be steadfast. We had when I was growing up, maybe 16 years old, 17 years old, we had a young man that went to college with me, and they won't forget it. He stood up at the church one Sunday morning and gave a testimony. He said, Pastor, you don't have to worry about me ever leaving this church. Because I'm with you. I'm going to be here regardless of who comes or who goes. I'm staying right here. And I got back to church the next Sunday and looked in the corner where he normally is. And I said, where is so-and-so? And the deacon said, I don't know. But they tell me that he joined across town in somebody's church. I said, that couldn't be so. Because he stood up in the church on Sunday morning, last Sunday, and said, Pastor, you don't have to worry about me. I'm going to always be here with you. I'm with you. I'm here. I'm standing in this church. And that deacon said, I know, but he's gone. This is a day and time. Oh, my God. People are just not steadfast. But if you can be steadfast, you assure yourself for a miraculous and amazing blessing from the Lord. He said, be ye steadfast, always unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Amen. And you are steadfast. Let me tell you something. He will bless you. All right. Make your request known unto the Lord. And I'm going to pray that God grant your request. Amen. And then we'll start thanking the Lord. I'll give you a few moments. I'm going to thank him softly while you make your request known unto him. He already knows my heart desires, but I want you to do it. And let's pray that God would do whatever you ask him to do. In Jesus' mighty name, go ahead right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We glory in you. We need you. We praise you. We give you all adoration. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for moving by your divine power. Thank you for moving. Yeah, God, as never before, grant these folk their heart's desires. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you again and again, Lord, for every person on this blog line tonight. We've come to give you 1,000 thank yous. We dare not approach you without asking you to look on us, Lord, and forgive any sin on this line, both omission and commission. And bless the people who come to take time for you. Oh, you can give blessings like we've never seen. And many times you've already done it in 2015. And you can give miracles like we've never seen. And on many occasions, you've already done that in 2015. Now, God, grant this request. Bound we help the people. Bound and bless the people. Yeah, all for your glory and all for your adoration. We do praise you and we do esteem you next to only. Thank you for the power of God, even moving in the room. Thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. even moving in the room. And we give you praise and honor and glory for everything that you have done. In Jesus' name we praise you. Thank God. And let's begin to thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you, Lord. We praise you. Amen. I'm going to ask them to release the lines of a few of you who want to help us praise him. Can't do it for everyone, but go ahead. Let's praise him together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I want to thank you for hope tonight. Oh, God, because your word says we're saved by hope. But hope that is seen does not hope. But what do we hope for? That we see not. But if we hope for that that we don't see, we do have patience to wait on it. So, God, tonight, we wait on you with hope, with the presence of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for it. We esteem you. We give you glory. All the adoration is thine. Glory, glory, glory to your holy name. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for how you blessed us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for how you helped. Thank you, Lord, for how you brought us this far. Thank you, Lord, for making a way out of no way. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You have been here even when nobody else was there. God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for last night. God, how you blessed us and glorified you on last night. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And for making a way, oh God, for it to happen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for the wonderful weather you gave us on last night. That was so rich and so wonderful you to do that. And then here we are today, Lord, with storms that have come all day long and lightning that has been hitting all day long and thunderstorms. Thank you. You know when to do stuff, Lord. Your timing is impeccable. Thank you for it. In Jesus' mighty name, we glory in you. We give you all the honor, praise. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for being a way maker. You have made a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, thank you. Oh, so many times you made a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. Thank you for saving us. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for sanctifying us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And thank you for filling us with the Holy Ghost and then with fire. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for renewed faith. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for renewed joy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for renewed peace. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for renewed Holy Ghost. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And renewed hope. Thank you, thank you. And the hope in you, God, is so sufficient. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We glory in you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That did praising with us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for the air that we breathe. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for lungs that can breathe for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for opening up these lungs that people may breathe correctly. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, God, you know all about it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Lift up. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Make a way. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah, glory to God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Jesus, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
We praise you. We glory in you.
Thank you.
Nobody like you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Thank you. Nobody like you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, 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 glory. Hey, glory to God. Thank you, 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 Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
God.
Thank you, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to
God.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank
you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Oh, God. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Bless your holy name, Jesus. Glory to God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Bless
thank
your
you.
Holy name, Jesus.
Yes, God. We bless
glory
your name. Thank
we
you,
bless
Jesus.
Your holy name, Jesus.
Thank
woo.
You, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank
we bless you, Lord. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus, for
thank
being
you.
There for us, Lord.
Yes,
thank you, thank
God.
You, thank you for making ways, Lord, when
yes,
we didn't
God.
See our way. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
glory
thank
to
you.
God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for loving us, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for your love.
Oh,
glory.
Thank
you for your love, Jesus. Oh, glory. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us. Glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, God, we're so very grateful. We appreciate it so much, Lord. Oh, God, we appreciate you, Lord. We appreciate it, Lord. Hallelujah. We appreciate you, Lord. Oh, God, we appreciate you. We know that you are the great I am. Hallelujah. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for the breath we breathe. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, that we can go forth, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes,
hey, glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, we bless you with holy name. Thank you, Lord, for everybody on the blog, man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you for Dr. Johnson, Lord. Hallelujah. There for the bed, lady. Hallelujah. Thank you for Mother Johnson. Hallelujah. Everybody. Every ambassador lake. Everybody, glory to God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, to your will, Lord. Yes, to your way, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you that we are head and not the tail. Oh, God. We thank you that we are above and not beneath. Hallelujah.
God,
we bless you, Bishop. We're blessed when we go in. We're blessed when we come out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you, Lord, for food on our table. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
oh, God, we're so grateful. We're so grateful to you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, God, we appreciate you, Lord. Oh, God, we appreciate you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
You are the light of the world.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you.
Glory
to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Yes,
thank you, Lord.
Yes,
Lord. Thank you.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
People can be alone in India.
Yes, Lord.
All in Africa.
Thank you, Jesus.
People alone in Haiti.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
All in
India.
All kinds of.
Thank you, Jesus.
Rome, Paris, and England, and
thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you.
People
thank you.
Learn how to thank you a thousand times.
Mm.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank,
thank
you for waking up this morning.
Yes.
And for starting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
God. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mother, we're going to take it. God bless you. Only you all. Y'all just go ahead and take it. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Latanya, whoever you are on the line tonight, go ahead and take it. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and take it.
Yes, God. Well, we just glorify you, God. We thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, as we even begin to walk around our homes, Lord God, and begin to apply the blood, we just thank you for the blood of Jesus. 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 God, we just give you all the glory and all the honor, God, for everything that you've already done, God. We thank you for covering the doorpost, God. Cover each and every doorpost with the blood of Jesus. Wherever you are, all around the world, begin to walk around your home, begin to walk around your block, whatever you're doing on your job, begin to apply the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus over each and every doorpost. The blood of Jesus over the windows in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord. God, just running down the walls. Let the all of your anointing, God, run down the walls, God, from the root to the foundation, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the blood. That covers our family members in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that covers our lives right now. Begin to even take your hand and lay your hand on the top of your head and say, the blood of Jesus in the name of Jesus. From the top of our heads, God, to the soles of our feet, God, in the name of Jesus. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Thank you for the blood, God. Thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for doing a new thing, God. Thank you for your will being done, God.
Thank you. We thank you so much. Bless your holy name. We're about out of time, everybody. But thank you for joining us on the blog line. We plan to be back tomorrow night giving God another thousand thank yous. Worldwide, close to 4 billion thank yous. People all in different countries, everywhere, thanking God. I'm telling you, we're on to something, y'all. We're on to something that's far greater than what we've seen so far. We're on to something. Amen. If God does this thing, then he showed me. And God said to me, show me this, y'all. I want you to hear this. The Lord showed me and gave me a goal to make the name of Jesus great. Yeah. You see, I know that we have to, people have to know us and that things in order to do great things for the Lord. But there was a time when Jesus, his name was so great that you say Jesus, and they come from thousands. There would be thousands that come from miles around. But now the disciples have seemed to take that over. That's a learned response. Amen. You learn those responses to respond to his disciples rather than the name of Jesus. Sometimes, and God bless all these persons who have tremendous ministries, but the main thing that we have to be about is Jesus. And just like you have been taught to respond to disciples' names and thank God for all of his disciples and those who have notable names, thank God for that. But just like that has been taught, or people have been trained to respond to their name, we can teach how to respond and to respond to the name of Jesus. It just has to be taught. People haven't been taught to respond to his name now. We've been taught to worship him and praise him and pray, but we haven't been trained and taught that whenever you hear the name Jesus, come running, because healing virtue is available to you. Saving grace is available. The Holy Ghost is available, all in him. And we have to be taught and trained to respond to his name. One of my goals is to make the name of Jesus hot. Hot again. See, his name was scorching hot when he was on earth. They say Jesus, they come from miles around. If you want to be healed, they come from miles around. Some would go to different aspects of the nation, of that country or the world as they knew it then, just saying the name of Jesus. But see, it's a taught response. You say, and thank God for these ministries, you say in name of Jakes, and people just say, oh, I got to go, I got to go. See, that's a taught experience. You say Creflo, and some people say, I got to go. See, those are taught. George Myers, and all these people have wonderful ministries. But I'm saying that they're disciples, they're not Jesus. And just like people have been taught to respond to these names, it's a taught response. People need to be taught in this day and time to respond now to the name of Jesus. You say Jesus is going to be there. Guess how many people show up? But see, there was a day and time when you say the name of Jesus and people would come from everywhere because they had been trained and taught to worship the Lord Jesus Christ and worship God. Amen. Nowadays, we say this or that, and here they come, thousands for the disciples. But we need to get back to the point where we're responding to the name of Jesus. Well, thank God for last night we had the family and friends night for the Lord, for the Lord, for God. Amen. And people came on a Thursday night from all around, and some from all over the country, because we wanted them to be taught and trained to respond to the name of Jesus. I didn't push Bernard Johnson. No, I didn't push Amazing Grace, even though we held it there. But I wanted people from all walks of life to come and to come to praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we said family and friends night for God because we wanted God to get the glory. I didn't want them to leave there talking about Amazing Grace or myself. No, no, no. We're coming together for God. And see, one of the things that the enemy has used for such a long time is separation. He's used division among the saints. Yeah. This denomination cannot worship with that denomination. Let me give you a very, very pointed example. And because I want you to see this thing. It's nowadays where you got the Church of God in Christ, you know, some people feel like they can't worship and have a praise service with Baptists. Some of the greatest Christians in the world are Baptist people. And some of the greatest Christians in the world are Church of God in Christ people. People nowadays, like the lesbians and the gays, and I'm not trying to bash anybody, just give an example. The lesbians and the gays got together not too long ago and marched on the White House. And you see what happened? Yeah, they passed a bill with same-sex marriage. That was because the lesbians and the gays got together with power, showed their power in the legislative area at the White House. And you see, the Gamblers Anonymous got together. They had a Gamblers Anonymous convention. They were everywhere. Gamblers were everywhere in town, gambling. Yeah. The Moonies got together and had a wedding. They had 500 weddings at the same time. Yeah. That's highly unusual, highly unusual. But they came together because there was unity among the Moonies. But the only people that seem like can't get together is God's folk, the Christians everywhere. It seemed like we have been fighting not only for decades, but for centuries and for eras, 100, 200, 300 years, 400 years. Yeah. And the devil is behind it. Let me give you this example. Do you think the Lord said, oh, you can't come together with that brother and sister in that different denomination. You don't worship with them. No. I don't believe God is like that. I don't believe the Lord said that. I believe it was the devil. And he's been using that against us because he knows together we stand and divided we fall. See, and that's what we're trying to get done on this blog line and the First Fruit Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line, that we're coming together. We're joining hands together. The Methodists are holding hands with the Baptists, and the Baptists with the Apostolic, Church of God in Christ with the Independents, and just on and on, the Presbyterian and all different denominations are coming together. Because if we trace our heritage back, we're supposed to be saved and have the Holy Ghost, sanctified and have the Holy Ghost. If all of us, all the Baptists, Methodists, Presbyterian, Church of God in Christ, Apostolic, everybody, if we trace all of our heritage back and keep on going back, every last one of us will go back to Adam and Eve. See, we're brothers and sisters. And the devil has been keeping us from worshiping together and praying together. We worship the same God. I hope y'all are hearing me. We praise the same God. We pray to the same God. We believe in the same God. I never will forget it. When I went to India, I had about 100,000 more people in my concert there. They came from everywhere just because we were advertising Jesus. And they didn't believe in one God. They believed in several gods. They believed in cows a god and all kind of stuff. But we ministered that night and said that there's only one true and living God, and Jehovah God is our God. And I said, his only begotten son is Jesus. And it was a taboo to receive Jesus Christ. They would kill you over there. But when we asked them, who is on the Lord's side? We told them Moses was on the mountaintop, and God wrote the Ten Commandments with his finger and came down. When Moses came down, the people were worshiping out of God. And Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? Come over here. And I said, let me do the same thing. And I asked the Hindus. I talked about God first, about he's the only true living God. Then I began to talk about Jesus, the only begotten Son of God. And then I got it. So I explained salvation, about how to come to the Lord. And then I asked the question, who is on the Lord's side? Come over here. And that's when 12,600 Hindus or more came forward and said, I want to give my heart to Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I wish y'all could have been there that night. The reason why I keep on talking about it is because it was so ultra, ultra, ultra awesome. All those Hindus praising God, even more than some of us here in America, they were praising our God, Jehovah. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Never forget, I was in Malaysia, and I kind of did the same thing in Malaysia. And they had put out the word that if I would ask people to be saved and the Hindus would leave their God, that there's a possibility that I would be arrested. And some of the Christians told me that whenever people have been arrested in their country at that time, that they've never seen them again. And then something happens to them. I had to decide whether or not I was going to keep preaching the gospel and blowing my horn for Jesus. I decided for God I'll live. Oh, God. Oh, God. And for God I'll die. And I went out there at night and blew my horn and preached like I never preached before and gave the invitation, and the whole altar was full of Hindus wanting to come to Jesus Christ. I led them to Christ and gave them some instructions. And as soon as I did that, I just said, God bless all of y'all who have come to Jesus, and assigned them to go to different churches in that city, because the follow-up was really strong. And when I said that, I walked out the back of the stage area and had a car waiting on me, and they drove me to the airport, and I got out of Dodge. Y'all can say what you want to say, but God spoke to Mary and Joseph and said, get Jesus out of Dodge. Take him to Egypt, because they want to kill him there. And they had to get him out of that area, amen, because they were trying to kill him. Amen. Herod wanted to kill Jesus, so he got out of Dodge. His folks got him out of Dodge. So I got out of the city as quick as I could. Amen. And I've been preaching for Jesus and blowing my horn for Jesus ever since. God bless all of y'all. I'm here a little late tonight, but I just thought maybe you might like to hear those things. God bless you. We love you, and thank you for all your many prayers. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, all of you. Y'all have a wonderful night, and know that God is with you, and keep living for him. God bless you. Have a wonderful night.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hmm.